Suspected white supremacists arrested in Idaho. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. More than two dozen men wearing masks were picked up yesterday near a gay pride event. Police in Coeur d'Alene say they were found packed inside a U-Haul truck. Some of them were sporting patches that identified with the far-right group Patriot Front.
It is clear to us, based on the gear that the individuals had all with them, the stuff they had in the possession and in the U-Haul with them, along with paperwork that was seized from them, that they came to riot downtown.
Police Chief Lee White, all 31 men have been charged with conspiracy to riot. The mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, brought demonstrators out across the country. The biggest rally yesterday was held in the nation's capital.
Reverend Garnell Whitfield lost his 86-year-old mother in Buffalo.
We are here to demand justice. Yeah.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says what people want is simple.
To drop off our children at school without having to worry that someone will bring an AR-15 into their classroom.
And David Hogg, a Parkland survivor and co-founder of March for Our Lives, strongly claiming changes need to be made immediately.
Not tomorrow, the next day, or the next week, or next year, now!
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Another protest in Washington is expected tomorrow. Demonstrators could blockade streets around the Supreme Court ahead of a highly anticipated ruling that could overturn abortion rights nationwide. President Biden is back home after spending a few days in California. On the way, he stopped in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to offer the state more federal firefighting assistance. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There was chaos at an outdoor market in Los Angeles when a truck veered into a crowd. Nine people were hurt yesterday, one seriously, according to police. The driver, who was among the injured, told authorities he got distracted after someone pointed a gun at him. That hasn't been confirmed, but is under investigation. A massive migrant caravan making its way through Mexico has disbanded. Fox News has learned the 15,000 or so migrants are now heading to the U.S. on their own. Border agents are bracing for their arrival.
We believe in legal immigration. We believe in the asylum process. What we don't believe in is we don't believe in releasing people into the United States after they cross our borders illegally. If we hold people in our custody pending that asylum hearing, let them present themselves before a judge. Let them make their case.
Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Last week, President Biden announced a pact with several other countries, including Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala, aimed at expanding legal pathways for migrants and refugees. A royal controversy over migrants is playing out overseas.
A report in the Times of London claiming that Prince Charles has criticized the government's plan to start deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda, calling it appalling. Prince Charles' office is neither confirming nor denying the report. Britain plans to send some migrants who arrive in the UK as stowaways or in small boats to Rwanda, where their asylum claims will be processed. If successful, they'll stay in the African country. British royals, by tradition, usually do not get involved in political matters. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Pope Francis won't be traveling to Africa as planned next month. The Vatican says his trip to Congo and South Sudan has been postponed because of ongoing knee problems. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.